Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. It's one of those things you find when you're cleaning out a drawer, a magnetized bracelet or a copper one. Maybe it was a gift, or you bought it off a late-night TV commercial.
Millions have believed in the healing powers of copper and magnets. From ancient civilizations such as the Sumerians and Egyptians to legitimate modern uses such as copper IUDs for birth control.
But many of the claims for their healing are not confirmed, and a recent study found no evidence that copper or magnets help rheumatoid arthritis patients.
70 patients aged 33 to 79 were randomly divided into four groups. Each received either a standard magnetic wrist strap, a weak magnetic wrist strap, a demagnetized one, or a copper bracelet.
No one knew what bracelet they had on. All the straps were worn for 5 weeks, then the scientists measured the extent of joint pain and swelling, inflammation, physical function, and the medications each patient took.
They found no statistically significant differences between the four devices in any of the measures. An earlier study had the same finding. When they placed strong magnets on the knees of 64 people with knee pain for a week, there was no effect on inflammation, pain, or functioning.
Even though these products have no measurable benefit, the studies don't show that they're harmful.
So if you think the copper bracelet your mom gave you soothes your wrist, go for it. But if you were about to buy one, we'd say, save your money.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.